Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Nicole Sclafani, general manager of LCC-TV, and does Lansing Lowdown. She's going to give us the lowdown on everything happening in mid-Michigan this weekend. Hello, Nicole.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
Well, where are you tonight? You know, it's kind of like, where's Waldo? We always try to find out where you are.
I know, of course. I'm in beautiful downtown Lansing. It's a beautiful, I guess it's end of summer, fall type of day, but I'm actually at Kelly's right next door to Decker's Coffee.
Very nice.
In downtown Lansing, and the patio is full right now. Everybody, I think, is just trying to enjoy the last, you know, a few warm evenings of summer before the weather changes on us. So I'm just actually out here, moved my work. We're working on a big project. I really can't tell you very much about it, but just been working
secret
here
stuff,
after
huh?
work on another thing that's going to be actually going to be able to be announced in about a month or so. So I'm looking forward to telling you all about that.
Oh, great. Lansing yeah. Live had been all summer at Washington Square.
Mm-hmm.
Is that over now for the year?
It's all over now for the year, but, you know, the live and free music definitely doesn't stop, especially through September. There's a free concert actually going on tonight in Maypool Park, and that's actually a free concert series that goes on every last Thursday of the month, and the next one is going to be on the last Thursday and Saturday.
Okay.
Tonight from 6:30 to 8:30, Global Village will be there, and if anybody's from in and around the Lansing area, they're familiar with Global Village. They're just a great band with a lot of horns, a lot of sound, and definitely a band to make you dance. So also tonight, over at The Exchange, Mike mm-hmm. Scorey will be there for a patio piano party, and that's
okay.
free as well. I believe he's taking the stage about 9:20 or so.
Okay.
And that's going on. And all this weekend, of course, there's the Mason Sun-Dried Fruit, Sun-Dried Music Festival, actually. You tell what's on my mind. It's almost dinner time. That's going to actually go on. That's for free all day from noon to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And the Caribbean Fest, of course, at LCC in Washington Square. That's just a whole bunch of music and a whole lot of great food celebrating that. So there's so much going on still. I really thought it would slow down after the summer, but really it's kind of picked up. Last week I was kind of thin for stuff to talk about, and I was like, oh, geez, you know, summer's nearing an end here, obviously, but really there's so much left to do. And I'd even go through my normal music spiel I did, but actually Rich Chupika, he's one of the writers, and a friend of mine in the city, Paul, he actually did a whole write-up on everything music going on in Lansing, like at the Loft and Max Bar, and he actually has a great description of each and every one of the bands there. So I'll encourage you, everybody, to go to the City Pulse online and check him out for a little bit further details, because, you know, a lot of these bands, just saying a name doesn't really do it for them. You really have to find out their background and what they sound like, and Rich does a great job in this week's City Pulse doing that. So
Nicole, you talked about things slowing down. They only slow down for 1 week this year, and that is in late September. Everyone's going to take a breather for the Sclafani wedding.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yesterday was a month, so really is just trying to do everything we're doing here with LCC and LCC-TV, and then also the big day, which is going to be a huge party, so we're looking forward to that as well. And celebrating here in Lansing. We have a lot of great Lansing vendors that are going to be we're going to be showcasing at the wedding, so we're really excited about that.
Well, just before that, we have Sing with the Band, Scorioki.
Yeah, and, that's, you're telling me all about that. How fun.
Yeah, well, you know Mike Scorey, and you just talked about him. And for three Thursdays, the 9th, 16th, and 23rd, there will be singers, and there are prizes, a cash prize. And if you're interested in that,
you know,
you can go on Facebook, and you can access that information. And Scorioki is a lot of fun. A lot of people take part in that. So,
well, maybe I'll take part in the first two rounds. I highly doubt I'll make it to the third, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, I'm going to make a promise, Nicole. All right?
I'll show up. I'll watch you, Jack.
I'm not going to make that promise, but
Scott. We'll
Scott will do it. Scott will fill in for you in the last round.
Hey, we can do Greece, you know?
That's an idea. I like it.
I love it.
All right. Nicole, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Hey, have fun at Kelly's.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, talk to you next week.
Okay.
Ken Glickman will be up next, an area arts and entertainment contributor. A lot to talk to him about. He's just back from Stratford, Ontario. We'll be back with that and much, much more. Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.